So Merry Christmas. It's great to have you with us this day. How many of you have already opened your gifts? Show of hands. Okay, so you're all settled in and you're all good. How many of you are waiting to open your gifts? Raise of hands. You all are very anxious right now. And you're saying, how long, oh Lord, how long? And you'll be checking your watches often. I get that. Yeah. So take a moment just to stretch out the agony a little longer and turn to the person next to you and either share a gift that you are going to receive or have received that you're really excited about, or even better, in a more Christian fashion, a gift that you have given or will give to somebody else, unless that's the person you're going to be giving it to, and then just lie about it, all right? So just right now, just share with each other a gift that is happening between you and another person, one way or another, all right? All right, you've all shared one way or another? Good. So what's the most exotic gift, the most exotic gift you think is being given or received? Do you have one, Sarah? Do you? I'm sorry. You got a unicorn what? A unicorn pillow pet. I have no idea what that is. Did people have to stand in line hours and hours to purchase that somewhere in out in the cold and snow, right? They had to pitch a tent. Wow. Well, today is Christmas Day. Today is the day that we realize Christ has come. Christ has come into the world. And we talk a lot about him being the best gift that has ever been given on Christmas. It was the first gift, and it remains the best gift that's ever been given on Christmas Day. You think about having to wait for things. Anybody here like waiting? Anybody here is into waiting? Our whole culture sets us up to be anything but able to wait. Our culture sets us up that we desire convenience. In fact, we worship convenience as a god almost. It has to be quick. It has to be simple. I was listening on the radio yesterday, and a tech person was saying, "Do not worry if you have not picked up all your Christmas gifts. You can have gifts delivered electronically, right? You can have gift cards delivered. You can purchase things online and then show the receipt or whatever. You can, even on Christmas Day itself, if you get up at 5 before anybody else has gotten up, you can get on that computer and you can order that gift and you can, so that they on their iPad or iTouch or whatever they happen to have in their laps can see that on Christmas Day. We don't like waiting. For centuries, the Jews had to wait. They were promised a Messiah. They were promised a Savior. The prophets of the Old Testament had promised that there would be a Savior that would come to Israel. And you think about how long they had to wait for that promise to be fulfilled. Over 400 years. We know that because it was 400 years from the time the last prophet spoke to the Jews and the beginning of the New Testament. That's a long time to wait. And for Israel at that time, before Christmas, it was only a hope, an expectation, something to be seen afar but not experienced personally. And so that's why we have O Come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel that mourns in lonely exile here, until the Son of God appear. There's that waiting that has to be done. But then we have Christmas Day and everything changes. Everything, the whole history of our world changed on that day. It's the hinge upon everything, upon which everything turns. Advent is about waiting and hoping, anticipating, and Christmas Day is all about fulfillment. It's joy to the world. The Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing. Now that's an interesting thing, isn't it? How many of you who have opened your gifts have already determined you're going to return one of them? Now you don't have to. I have an honest person. Really? Already? No. Didn't cut it. Didn't make the cut. Are you going to re-gift it, or are you just going to take it back? What? All right. You're done with it. You don't want it. Yeah. Now, isn't that a sad thing when a gift comes and you have to feign excitement? Oh, I can't believe you got me this. Now, you mean that, but just not the way you're saying it. The way you want to say it is, I can't believe you got me this. But you said, oh, I can't believe you got me this. But now, even gifts that we had that came from the new North Pole, Amazon.com, they come now with those pieces of paper with them, that if you're going to take them back, here's the statement. It doesn't have the price on it, but it does say, there's the gift, and you take it back. Now, the saddest thing at all is that Christ has come into the world, and that some people have never opened the gift. Or some people have perhaps taken the gift and then given it back because they didn't understand what they had. Now you think about that for a minute. The greatest gift ever given to humanity, for some people, the box has never been opened. It's sitting there still under the tree, wrapped up. That would be anathema in my house. We tear into gifts. We ravage packing paper, of any kind. And we wouldn't think about not opening a gift under the tree, but for millions and millions and millions of people in this world, the gift has been given and it remains unwrapped. Wrapped up. Wrapped up under the tree, unopened. Maybe they just don't understand the gift. Last night we talked about part of that gift being forgiveness and reconciliation with God. We talked about that gift being a way, finally, for a person to understand why they are on this planet, that they are made for Christ, they were made by Christ, and they were made to experience Christ, and that by coming to God humbly, with a sense of expectation and just a sense of amazing grace that we would accept Christ into our hearts, be forgiven, reconciled, and adopted into God's family. And that's what Julia was talking about in her testimony. She has just begun that pilgrimage, a pilgrimage of faith that's going to last her the rest of her life. But she, like all of us who have accepted Christ, we're all on that road. We're just on different places on it. And we're proceeding down that road, experiencing more and more of the gifts. Because the longer you stay with Jesus, the more gifts there are to unwrap. And I thought about the three big ones: love, joy, peace. Those are gifts to be unwrapped often, not just once. The gift of love. Now, we have different words for love, or meanings for love, actually. In our English language, we have love, but there can be family love, there can be friendship love, there can be sexual love, but there's also God's love. And God's love is different than the other three because, first of all, it's not a feeling that can come and go. It is a choice. Because this kind of love says, I choose to love. Doesn't matter how I feel. I choose to love, and in this sense, loving is giving. I choose to give. For this kind of love chooses to give, regardless of the cost, and not expecting anything in return. That's what God's love is all about. He chooses to love us. Jesus didn't feel like going to the cross. And I don't know if God felt like sending his son into the world, but that famous verse, John 3:16, says what? For God so loved the world. That's the word. And we are the world. Each and every one of us in this room is the world. For God so loved, you can put your name there. For God so loved you that he gave his son. And he keeps giving. He gives because he wants to give. He gives because he chooses to give. He chooses to give us good gifts. And James tells us, that book in the New Testament, that every good gift that comes to us in the world is ultimately from God's hand. Now that's an astounding statement, by the way. Every good thing that happens to us comes from the hand of God. It's not luck, happenstance, good fortune. Every good thing that comes our way comes from the hand of God. That's the way he is. He chooses to love us just the way we are. He wants us to get better. He helps us to get better. He calls us to get better, but he'll help with that too. But just the way you are right now, God loves you. And you can't do anything to earn more of God's love. God loves you as much now as he ever has or ever will. That's just the nature of God. But we have trouble with that. We think love needs to be earned. We think love needs to be merited. And so we try to earn things. We try to earn love. We try to earn acceptance. And we go after all kinds of ways of trying to feel loved and accepted and important. And so we go out and we get gifts, earthly gifts, to give to ourselves. And we think that's going to do it for us. But it doesn't. We get the gift. We're all excited about it. And then a day, a month, a year later, it's broken, thrown away, or exchanged. I have two sad tales that I want to show you on a video of toys that were exchanged. They were hot when they came out. Not so hot now. And so, let's see, we have a choice. So let's show this, the space guy. Ready to roll that tape?
What's your janitor experience?
Well, I cleansed the world of an evil alien horde.
Uh-huh.
But then I got traded in for a movie, a romantic comedy.
Oh, yeah?
This suit has the most advanced radar ever made. But I tell you, I never saw that coming.
Does that suit have a toilet brush?
No.
Because this is more of a toilet cleaning job.
Trade in a game, get a gift card, get anything you want at Best Buy.
A sad story of a space marine out of work. I have another sad story. But you have to understand the word noob. All you gamers know what I'm talking about? A noob is a newbie. A newbie is someone who is fresh to playing games. Right? Roll the tape.
You ever respawn behind enemy lines?
Respawn?
There was this one map. I was surrounded by noobs and I was out of ammo. I had to fight my way out with my bare hands. I earned every achievement and completed every level. And do you know what my reward was? They traded me in for a Kindle.
Well, my wife loves her Kindle. She can like...
She sounds like a noob.
I'll get you another.
Milk. Make a chocolate.
Trade in a game, get a gift card, get anything you want at Best Buy.
Sad stories, don't you think? In getting these online, I scrolled down to where the comments section was, and one kid said, I'd looked for days for that game, and I never could find it. Sad story there, too. We don't have to find God's love and acceptance and worth by earning it or giving ourselves gifts of the world. It comes to us unconditionally. Same thing with joy. God gives us joy. Not external happiness, because there's a big difference. You and I thrive on external happiness. And the word happiness comes from the word happenstance, which means things that just happen to show up in your life. And so if things are going well, we feel happy. If things aren't going well, we don't feel happy. But it's all according to chance, in a sense, all according to just the way the world happens to be working at the moment. And unfortunately, we live in a pretty crazy and hurtful world. Joy is something else. Joy is a constant sense of inner delight that comes to us from realizing that what we have in our possession can't be taken from us. And that's the love of God. And that's the gifts that he gives us every day. And that's the gifts of relationships that God gives us. And that's eternal life in heaven. And there's a lot of other things that God gives, and they cannot be taken from us. They are here constantly because God wills it that way in his good giftedness to us. And so we experience joy. And then we experience peace. Now again, I'm not talking about an outer sense of peace. I'm talking about an inner sense of peace. Because there's a lot in this world that gives us fear. A lot of things that we face in the world that make us afraid. And well, they should. Because as we face forces that are much bigger than we are, we see how small we really are. And even though we might have great minds, and even though we might have bodies that are working well, and we have jobs, and we have income, and we got money in the bank, well, those things can be taken from us, can't they? And we wonder, if the stock market really tanks, where's my retirement? Or when I notice that lump where no lump should be, what does that mean for my health? Or when a relationship blows up, what do I do then? Because I counted on it for so much. And we have that sense of non-peace. We have that fear. But God gives us an inner sense of peace because we know that God is good and God gives good gifts to his children. And that's something that constantly comes to us, even in the worst of times, even when there's heartbreak, even when there is uncertainty, God is here. And God will take care of his people. Even death itself, while we kind of get used to being in these bodies, even death itself can be faced without that ultimate fear, because we know that this life is just the beginning. These bodies are not meant to live forever. Someone said, you know, life is a terminal illness. And so it is. That someday we'll shed these guys, this flesh and blood, and we'll be with God. And someday we'll get a whole new body, which is going to be so much better. And living eternally with God, think about that. What does that mean, eternally? How long is that? It's a long time. And we, well, the span on earth we have will be as nothing compared to the span we will have with God. And so when we face life's uncertainties, we know that eternal life is there. And that not even death itself can take that from us. We have love. We have joy. We have peace. Some of the many gifts that come to us this day and every day because Jesus has come. Let's pray together. Gracious Father, you have given us your Son who gave up his life so that we might have life. And on this day, we give you that great thanks for what you have done and continue to do for us. And I pray, Father, if there is anyone here who has not accepted this greatest of all gifts, the gift of your Son, into their lives, as their own personal Lord and Savior, that they would consider and make that decision before this day is out, that they would understand the real reason why they're on this planet and their real purpose and their real significance, and that they would align their will with yours and follow you. For our greatest gift to you is ourselves. Thank you for giving us the choice. And we make it for Christ and in his name. Amen.